Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, Amsterdam is the latest tourism destination introducing measures in a bid to lower visitor numbers. An online quiz about the Dutch capital aims to remind potential visitors that laws around stag parties, pub crawls and smoking marijuana in public are a lot more restrictive than they used to be. In Italy, Venice recently introduced a visitor fee, while in Spain there have been a number of anti-tourist protests in Ibiza and the Canary Islands. Well, for more on all of this, we're joined now by Paolo Caniglia, who is travel editor with the Irish Independent. And Paolo, you're very welcome. They're sick of us. The whole lot of them are sick of us. They don't want us.
Well, it depends who you are or who we
Fair enough,
are.
Yeah.
Who they don't want in Amsterdam, particularly, is stag parties and what they call nuisance tourists. And they have, last year they released a video campaign called Stay Away, showing what can happen if you get up to mischief in the city centre. And just recently they released, as you said, they have a quiz there. Questions like, would you like to explore the city with a spliff in your hand? Bad news, it's forbidden in public. Would you like to take a pub crawl? Bad news, pub crawls are no longer possible.
Oh.
Would you like to stay out till 5 a.m. partying? Bad news, bars now closed in Amsterdam.
So would you like to do all these fun things? Ha ha, you can't.
You can't. So the aim here is to, I suppose, gently and tongue-in-cheek to sort of let people know that they really don't want this kind of tourism anymore. And the reason is that Amsterdam, if your listeners have been there, is a beautifully old-school city centre with winding alleyways and cobblestone paths and a network of canals.
Mm.
And it simply is buckling under the weight of hordes of tourists, and many of them there just to party. And what's come, it's kind of come to a head here, that locals who live in the city centre, the local council and so on, have just said enough is enough, and they don't advertise Amsterdam as a destination
anymore. I just wonder, could the same happen in Dublin or Galway or Kilkenny or Cork or Limerick, because all of those cities are also every weekend buckling with partying tourists, hens and stags, especially at a certain time of the year. Could you imagine, Paul, the pub crawl being banned in any of those Irish cities?
Not yet, but I think a lot of people will be watching this with interest. And a lot of cities, I think you'd be looking at Barcelona, you'd be looking at Dubrovnik as another example. Venice, you mentioned, they're all pinch points where this is really sparking off now. It was coming to a head before the pandemic. Then we had these weird number of years where these destinations were empty and they missed tourism revenue.
Mm-hmm.
They wondered, would we travel differently when we got back? And here's your answer. We haven't. It's back to mass travel, and they're trying to figure out how to square that circle.
Are they trying to roll back on previous PR, maybe? The image of Amsterdam, what it was. And maybe it wasn't the authorities within Amsterdam, but certainly they allowed it happen, that it was a hedonistic lifestyle type of place if you wanted to experience that for a day or two.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that whether or not it was intentional, that's the image of Amsterdam that got around, and people who went there spent a lot in bars. And, you know, it was a cash cow for a while, but at the crux of this kind of debate is what kind of tourism do destinations want? Do they want a tourism that is for tourists to just smash and grab, or for a local community that can sustain, you know, livelihoods and keep the city centre apartments and houses affordable and something that they enjoy hosting? Or do they just want to drive everybody out?
Yeah, and also the stag parties have to go somewhere, don't they? Like, they have to go somewhere. Well, they do, yeah. Tell me about the €5 a day visitor fee in Venice. What's that about, and is it working?
This is a pilot scheme this year on a set number of dates, something like 30 or 40 days through peak season, where visitors who are going for a day, i.e. not staying overnight, have to now pay a €5 entry charge. And you pay online, and then it works as a QR code that you get, and there's guys going around in high-vis vests checking it. And there's been a mixed reaction to it. No one will argue the fact that Venice is in trouble and it's sinking and it's over-touristed and it's become a really difficult place to live in with 20 million visitors a year. But the flip side of it is, this makes it feel like a theme park. It doesn't reduce the number of visitors because, let's face it, €5 isn't that much if you can afford to go to Venice in the first place. And then where's the money going to go? So it's unclear as to whether it's ring-fenced for sustainability or infrastructure or city services. So they're saying it's a trial.
And another favourite for Irish visitors, the Canary Islands, anti-tourist protests there. What have we done wrong?
So I would say anti-tourism. They're not against tourists. They want us to come. They don't want a model of tourism that puts the environment and puts the islands under pressure and makes it an unaffordable.
Well, that's what they cultivated for many years. That's what they wanted for many years, isn't that right?
They did. And I think, look, I don't blame them because it's their whole economy is based on tourism.
Yeah, them and us,
in Ireland, this is, exactly. And these arguments are very similar. When we talk about hotels and Airbnb making it difficult for locals to afford places to live, that's not a million miles away from conversations we've had on the programme many times. So they, on Tenerife this year, there were protests against what they called the model of tourism, which they just figure cannot keep going like this, that locals need to be able to afford to rent and to live on the island.
All right, it's really interesting, Paul. Thank you very much for joining us to discuss. It's really interesting to hear from our listeners as well on this. Are there places in Ireland that you think should have visitor taxes or these campaigns to stop people coming? As I say, the text number 51551.